Hailing to the Chiefs.
Let me assert my firm belief.
Government is the problem.
It is a crisis of confidence.
The only thing we have to fear is...
the language of atomic warfare.
Fear itself.
Let us strengthen our nation.
We are Vietnamizing the search for peace.
Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes...
the meaning of our own lives.
If we join together...
our long national nightmare is over.
In the best of times and the worst of times, it's a tale of many presidents whose speeches comfort, inform, reassure, and sometimes distract, paying attention to the men in front of the curtain. Speech therapy on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The Commander-in-Chief is going to be hailing all of us tonight in his State of the Union address. We're going to look back at some speeches down through presidential history this morning on this Tuesday, January 25th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is under the weather this morning. Let's start with a check of the morning's top news stories. The so-called Arab Street is pushing to have its voice heard across the Middle East this morning. Protests now going on in three countries, beginning now in Lebanon. The sound there of thousands gathering in Beirut and other cities as part of a nationwide declared day of rage against Hezbollah. Demonstrators are burning pictures of Najib Makata, who last hour formally won the support of Lebanese lawmakers to become the next prime minister. Makata is backed by Hezbollah, and he spoke this morning to our partner, the BBC, about his politics.
I'm a moderate guy. I'm a moderate politician. I'm always at equal distance from everybody. My objective is the interest of Lebanon, and especially to be in a very good relation with the international community.
Now that the Iranian-backed Hezbollah has taken political control of the Lebanese government, the international community has a few things to say about that. U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says it jeopardizes U.S. support.
The larger the role played by Hezbollah in this government, the more problematic our relationship will be.
To Egypt now. Hundreds of anti-government protesters are marching in Cairo at this hour. The nationwide protests were organized on Facebook and Twitter, framed by organizers as a stand against torture, poverty, and corruption, and mirroring the democratic movements going on in Tunisia. Right now, the protesters are singing the national anthem, carrying banners denouncing President Hosni Mubarak and saying Egyptian elections are fraudulent. In the past, Egypt's security forces have dealt violently with such protests. Earlier, the BB spoke to Rami Raouf, who is supporting the so-called Day of Revolution. He says the government has told people it's illegal to demonstrate without official permission.
Several statements went out from the Ministry of Interior in Egypt, and it's warning all people this is illegal assembly and you have to get permission.
And this morning, we're actually live texting to individuals who have organized the Facebook page behind those demonstrations in Egypt. They say that there is a certain amount of participation on the streets, and they're gratified with that, but there's an enormous amount of fear, which is keeping people off the streets in Egypt. Here in the U.S., former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel will file an appeal today to the Illinois Supreme Court to try to overturn yesterday's ruling that threw Emanuel off the Chicago mayoral ballot. Emanuel says there's no doubt he'll win the legal fight, though.
As my father always used to say, nothing's ever easy in life. So nothing's ever easy. So there's just one turn in the road.
Time is short. Ballot printing expected to begin today. Emanuel's up big in most polls, but it looks like he's out. His old boss, President Obama, as I mentioned, gives his second State of the Union address tonight. New face in the president's cabinet, Carol Browner, the president's top advisor on energy and climate matters, is stepping down. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,980. The S&P opens at 1,290. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,717. At the end of the hour, Ron Reagan is going to join us on what would have been his father's 100th birthday. He tells us more about President Reagan, his style, his State of the Union, the public and private person this hour. But first, the state of Lebanon, where it's a let freedom ring moment, the day of rage against Hezbollah's gains in the government. More details in just a few minutes.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.